To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6 weeks into the season, how affirming is it for you to be in first place in the AFC East? Heading into Tennessee.
That didn't take long. Well, they're not going to cancel the rest of the season, and that's not really our focus right now. But I would say that we put ourselves in a position to play meaningful games.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday. You heard some of that press conference in Grab Bag. Mike Vrabel made his Grab Bag debut yesterday.
Yeah, that was great.
It was.
Nice to have him stop by.
Just jump right in. Yeah. Couple of questions. Yeah. Jump right out.
Nice.
So the first time I heard that, Keith, I didn't think much of it. And you tell me if I've been hitting the hash pipe, Keith.
You might have been.
But on a re-listen,
okay.
I wondered if that was less of a playful answer with Karen. Like, oh, man, that was that didn't take long to ask the question.
Right. That's how I read it.
Another way of hearing it is, yeah, it didn't take long for me to get our ass in first place.
Okay. I don't think so.
Let's hear it again. Can I hear it again?
That didn't take long. Well, they're not going to cancel the rest of the season.
So it was Karen's first question. She always asked the first
question.
We're
in first place. We're beating Buffalo. People love us.
I just thought
that didn't take long.
No, I still read it.
That didn't take long.
No, I think it was more of like, all right, that was the first question. Like, we're in first place, first press conference on a Wednesday, and boom. This is the first question, us being in first place.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had more to do with that.
It's my wife on our wedding night.
That didn't take long.
Just kidding. That's every night.
Yeah, I was like, wedding night? You got it approved?
Every night.
Brad. Every night?
Wow. Okay. Yeah, good point.
Jones.
It's my anniversary.
Once a year. Get the same discourse.
That didn't take long.
I don't know. Vrabel's a cocky SOB.
He is.
We're in first place. I told you I'd get this thing turned. That didn't take long.
Take a look at us. No, I think it was. I think the first time you heard it was probably the correct interpretation of it.
Too much time on my hands?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, just file that away.
Okay.
617-779-7937. Keith, you had a very interesting air fryer story earlier today.
I burned the heck out of my mouth on a chicken patty last night.
So we have some air fryer stories here. Mark is in Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? Before I get to the air fryer story, I just want to say, I don't think Vrabel's going to run up the score, but Tennessee's so bad. I'm going to say 35-10.
Mark.
35-10. It's a beatdown.
But
they're so bad, they're just going to let up 35 points anyway.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
What happened to your air fryer?
My air fryer, nothing happened to it, but I have to say, since I got my air fryer, I hardly use my oven at all, and then I realized, do you ever have leftover Chinese food?
Do I ever have leftover Chinese food? Yes.
Yeah, of course. No, I eat the whole bucket when I get it.
Chicken fingers and
I know what comes in the Chinese food order. Yeah.
I get the poo-poo for two.
Yeah.
Normally, used to put it in the microwave and it come out all soggy and crappy. I put it in the air fryer for 5 minutes and it came out like I just ordered it. It's like the best thing in the world.
Okay, These are air fryer life
hacks. Just a tip. Hey, heat up your Chinese food in the air fryer?
Yeah.
You know what? This might be you know how Roman Anthony got in a lot of hot water when he was on the Playtessie pod and they asked him what his food hot take is?
Oh, yeah, and he hates ketchup.
He hates ketchup.
Right.
I love cold Chinese food.
Oh, cold Chinese food's great.
Oh, okay. Not that hot.
Cold pasta, cold pizza, cold Chinese food. I love all those.
Cold food's good. Yeah. My wife's always like, you need to heat that up. I'm like, no, I don't.
This is why I never got revenge as a dish best served cold. I never got it.
Oh, a delicious cold meal?
I like cold food. I think that's why that is.
I would love that. Yeah, but that's just the air fryer tip. That wasn't a story. I thought he was going to say maybe he burned his mouth. Maybe he could relate to me.
This is what I thought we were going to
get. He's like, guys, it's better than the night before.
You're like, all right.
We get it.
Life hacks with Mark and Medford.
Chicken. And then he was also explaining to us what you can get at a Chinese restaurant.
Not to get into everybody's very specific order.
Yeah.
But yeah, I generally understood what you were ordering, Mark. So the Patriots are in first place via tiebreaker, their win over Buffalo. You give them a real shot to win the division, Keith.
So originally I would have said no. Like, Buffalo's still going to win the division. However, I did a little bit of research, Jones. I do nothing if not a lot of homework for this program. Both teams are 4-2. Patriots currently have the tiebreaker. The Patriots, we think, have four maybe tough games left.
Toss-ups,
Buffalo rematch. So even then you split the series, even if you lose that one, and then it would go to other tiebreakers. Tampa Bay. TBD on if Lamar Jackson's playing for Baltimore and if they've improved their defense at all. And maybe Atlanta, even that one, I'm not saying it's like a murderer's row, but it just stands out compared to like Jets, Dolphins, Browns.
Look, if we're gonna do cartwheels over the Patriots beating the Bills, then we gotta give Atlanta some credit for beating the Bills. Right. That's all.
So let's say maybe four tough games. The Bills schedule is tougher. So the Bills have Kansas City and Philadelphia on their schedule.
Yeah, they have Kansas City in 2 weeks. They have Philadelphia second to last week of the year.
They also have Tampa Bay,
which the Patriots have coming up. Yep.
They have at Pittsburgh, which already beat the Patriots. And then this one's in Pittsburgh. I don't think at Carolina is going to be super tough, but they just lost to Atlanta. And that's the other thing. Like, they just lost to Atlanta. So, yeah, I give them a chance.
You're buying in on Carolina a little bit.
No. I'm giving the Patriots a chance to win the division, actually.
No, but I'm saying, but you're listing Carolina as another, you know, maybe possibly challenging game there.
We'll see. They're 3-3.
Houston's on the list. Pats are still on the list.
That's another one that might not be bad.
No, I mean, look, I agree. The Bills have a tougher remaining schedule. I also think
they're better.
They have a much higher ceiling, and they're a consistently better team, and they're probably in a bit of a funk now, but that doesn't mean that's where they're going to remain.
But I would also say, I mean, the Bills won four straight games, right? They outscored Lamar week one. Then they beat a horrible Jets team. They beat a horrible Dolphins team.
Yeah, they've really beaten nobody.
They've beaten nobody so far. And then they lose to two teams that they were favored by pretty comfortably. So at the very least, these last 6 weeks, the Bills are worse than people thought, and the Patriots are a lot better. So the question is, like, have they met in the middle yet where it's a toss-up? Probably, like, if you had $100 and you had to bet on one of them to win the division, I think the Bills is probably the smarter bet right now, but I'm certainly not ruling it out.
Yeah, I think the gap has shrunk, I agree with that, and I think we've seen that through the first 6 weeks of the year. I mean, am I sitting here picking the Patriots to win the division? No, but they have a much better chance based on how they've played, how they look, and the remaining schedule, which they're finally starting to take advantage of, than we would have thought. Because I thought it was a bit of a hot take to say they were a playoff team. I heard no one saying they were going to win the division.
No. And, oh, God, no. Because I think you thought that the Bills were going to go 13-4 or whatever. And now you're like, well, they may not. You know, they're already 4-2. So, yeah, they may not be as good as we thought.
And again, their Baltimore win is fine. Baltimore's 1-5. But that was with Lamar. That was week one. Mm-hmm. And that was a crazy comeback. But then they've beaten the Jets, who are winless, the Dolphins, and the Saints, who are both 1-win teams.
Yep.
And that's who they beat.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.